Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and M. Rand.
Everybody, welcome to What's More Metal, the podcast where two badass comedians talk about the most metal shit in the universe. I'm comedian Noriko Ott. With me is comedian Dan Weber.
Hey, what's up?
Coming at you live from Prozac birthplace, Portland, Oregon. Where even God cries. being recorded live at lovely Carnival Studios with producer Randy.
Hello.
On the ones and twos and the QWERTY keyboard.
The ones and twos?
I don't know. It's an old radio thing.
Yeah, but I don't even, I've always wondered what the fuck
I don't know
meant.
Either, but it's.
The ones Google, and twos.
Google ones and twos.
On the ones and twos. On the,
I think it's a... I'm already fascinated. See, that's how educational this podcast is.
Turntables.
Oh.
Yeah, turntables used by DJs.
Yeah, yep. Which so you have.
Turntable one and turntable two?
Right.
Yeah, that's not even like a good...
Fuck off.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
No wonder radio's dead.
Yeah, that sucks. That's horseshit.
Also, not anymore. Don't have turntables anymore.
Yeah. Ones and twos. Yeah.
Ones and twos.
Yeah.
It should be zeros and ones now. Yeah.
He's on the rotary phone. Right? Yeah, Randall Lawrence on the Betamax. he's on the, yeah, he's on the Laserdisc player over there, ready to go. Yeah, but this is the podcast where we debate the most metal shit in the universe. This week's episode, we're going to be discussing the most metal act of arson.
Yep.
And most metal D&D demigod.
True.
And this was kind of hard to research a little bit. Took a little bit more energy than I thought it was, which is pretty cool. I like that. I came up with some like interesting answers. I'm pretty excited. Are you pumped?
Yeah, I got some good stuff.
Fuck yeah. And as we're being recorded on Game of Thrones Day, everybody, hope you're ready to watch, get your Game of Thrones on. Williams, Maisie Williams, Maisie Williams, Williams.
Oh, I know the Peter Dinklage version of that.
Yeah, I used to do the Peter Dinklage, but now I've changed it. It's okay. That's the Maisie Williams show as far as I'm concerned. With her fucking little fucking longsword, she could peel off people's faces and wear them. Yep. Fuck yeah.
Needle.
Yeah. That's bad as fuck.
I've watched two episodes of that show.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
God.
It's not for me.
Really? Because in the beginning, you had to see so many tits. Oh.
Well, if this spices it up for you, at least one guy, the Knight of Flowers,
oh, yeah.
Totally gay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hot
shows him
too.
Fucking a dude.
Yeah. Mm. Nice. Try to find that.
try to find HBO. Yeah.
I don't know, but that's a really we'll have to do most metal Game of Thrones episode, probably somewhere between the Red Wedding and the episode where Daenerys has to learn to fuck.
Yeah.
Do you remember that episode where Daenerys had to? Yeah, that this
when
is
she
a weird
was she was
line,
she was just
line.
Like fucking Khal Drogo or
yeah,
is it
Khal Drogo, and she was like, nope. Like, yeah, she was like, that was like a whole plot point. She was like, I've got to spice up our sex life in this tent or whatever. Yeah. It was like,
I've
got to
make him love me. And so
isn't that like the first two or three episodes?
It was in the first season for sure.
Yeah, it's in the first season.
I remember
season.
That, like her having to learn how to fuck Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like a really, yeah, it was just like, I was thinking about today. I'm like, oh yeah, that was, the show really shifted. It used to be just a lot more like just salacious. Like,
yeah, I think. So a lot of people didn't like the last season, which I thought was easily my favorite season.
Oh, it was great. It was fucking so much action. It was bad as fuck.
That's why. The only thing I can think of, and this is, and people get very upset with me when I say it, but last season is the only season where no one got raped.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And I think that's why people didn't like it.
Yeah, probably.
They're like, I just want more sexual assault.
Yeah, probably.
And I prefer to watch the sexual assaulters get murdered, which happened a bunch in last season.
Yeah.
Just about all of the ones that raped anybody got fucking slaughtered.
God, the perpetual vengeance machine in that is so fucking good to watch. Just people get screwed over, but then they eventually do die, and it feels real good.
Yeah, like the worst of them died the hardest.
Yeah, but that's like the cool part that I'm waiting for with the Game of Thrones is just because the whole Stark family just gets fucked over royal the whole like first couple seasons, the whole show basically.
Yeah,
and then so now things are moving into place where you're like, Stark's on the come up.
Yeah, shitty kids still in it.
What? No, he died. Dude, you got to watch this show, man.
Watching the shitty kid die.
The
shitty blonde kid.
Yeah, no, he's talking about the...
Joffrey?
Yeah, he's talking about Joffrey. Oh, yeah. No. Don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, he dies hard.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm definitely not going to watch
good.
It.
It's good.
Okay.
All right.
If you don't watch anything, just watch... actually, just the only... Literally,
just read
the
books.
Just read... No, read... Watch all the episodes after the end. Like, the books end... Before last season, like George R. R. Martin hasn't finished them yet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So just watch that season.
Yeah.
In fact, just watch the episode titled Battle of the Bastards, which is easily like one of the best episodes of television ever made.
It's like foie gras on my lips. The memory of that fucking dude. That is one of the best fucking things ever. The cool like tower shields and the phalanx they have going on. And so tight.
Yeah.
So tight.
It's fucking sick.
Yeah. John Snow almost drowns in dead bodies. It's fucking cool. It's fucking cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
Look, this is the D&D episode. We don't want to get into some lame-ass Game of Thrones. How about nerd shit? We're talking about D&D. Demigods. Anyway. And also, it's tax day. So, good luck with all that, everybody.
Is it tax day?
Yeah, well, tomorrow is. And I have to do my taxes tonight, probably. Haven't got around to it. I owe a lot of student loans, so I don't plan on getting a tax return ever again. I'm just like, meh. Yeah, sometime around then. Anyway, to see who gets to, I think we're gonna start with most metal active arson.
Yeah.
And to see who gets to go first, Dan and I roll 20-sided die to see who goes first. And I got a 4. Fuck you, life.
12.
12. Dan goes first. And remember, metal music is the extreme badass end of the musical spectrum. So that's, we're voting accordingly. So when we call something most metal, it's things with the highest body count, things that are the most fucked up, things that killed the most Nazis, things where people fuck a lot. In general, just something badass and kick ass. So, Dan, most metal act of arson, your vote.
All right. So go this now. One,
sorry.
The one last thing that's typically metal is whenever rich people get fucked over.
Oh my God, I love your choice already.
Yeah. So my most metal act of arson was the 1998 Vail arson attacks, where 4 Earth Liberation Front members set fire to the Vail ski resort in Colorado, resulting in $12 million worth of damage to rich people shit.
Yes.
And ruined the resort for a while. And 2 of the 4 members never got caught. They're still on the lam.
This picture is amazing.
So yeah, the fucking...
That fucking rules. Yeah.
And I used to, I mean, one of the reasons is back in the day when I was like in the late 80s, early 90s, when I was living in Eugene, I definitely hung out with a few people that were in the Earth Liberation Front and Earth First.
Yeah.
And they were, I may or may not have spiked trees. I'm not gonna say for sure one way or the other.
Right. That's fuck yeah. I had the same that fucking rules, by the way. Like, cause just to show you how but like Earth Liberation Front was like deemed like a terrorist like organ, and like at one point was like the most like sought, like they were the most quote unquote dangerous terrorist organization, domestic terrorist organization, yeah. even though they've never killed anybody.
They never killed anybody.
But whereas like they just let white supremacy like go like kind of unchecked for the past like 30 years.
Sure.
Or at least I'm talking about the FBI. And but that just goes to show that the police are they protect property and don't give a fuck about human lives. Yeah. And so but that's yeah, man. I fucking there was this wasn't my choice, but it was also there was also like a there was an eco-terrorist group in Arizona when I grew up, and they just set the Arizona just keeps sprawling outward into the desert like yeah. perpetually, and they kept building these McMansions out in the middle of the desert where sure. nobody lives, and so these just like million dollar homes and shit just out in the middle of nowhere, and this guy or multiple people I don't even think if they ever caught them. But they just were setting fire to these million-dollar homes the second they were done. Like, they were waiting for, like, they're just waiting to cut the ribbon, and then the place would just go up in flames in the middle of the night. Nobody ever lived there in any of these places. But they set, like, fucking at least, like, a dozen of these fucking houses on fire. And every time I read about it, I was like, yeah, why are we even looking for them? Like, this yeah. is, you're doing the right thing. That's fucking, that's, you know. I hated the desert and I didn't give a fuck if it all got paved, but still like I yeah. fucking, but still I was, fuck them. That shit. I love that. That's a great choice, man. Earth Liberation Front, the fucking veil. I remember reading about those back yeah. in the day and being like, yeah, good. Fucking hell. Yeah.
I was kind of surprised. I didn't recognize any of the names of the people that did it.
Oh yeah. That you're like, I don't know any of these dudes.
I thought maybe I would.
Yeah.
Like I met quite a few people who were pretty radical back in the day.
Yeah. Fuck. That's a cool choice, man. My choice for most metal act of arson. Let me see here. This didn't have a fucking name, but in 2011, Jason Burke and Daniel McAllister set fire to 11 churches across East Texas where they left paintings of upside down crosses and shit.
Fuck
because
yeah.
apparently they were just one of the guys' moms died and he like went like fuck you God all the way. And so they just went on a tour of burning churches down all across Texas for the devil.
Yeah.
And they burned down like 12 churches. No one was killed. Sure, God got weaker. Well, yeah. we all know that. you burned down his house of worship and, you know. But that's my most metal choice because it's bad as all fuck.
Yeah. Well, you can't kill what's already dead. So
yeah.
so you can do whatever you want to God at this point.
Yeah.
CPR and, will not work.
Yeah, and who gives a shit, you know, like, oh, I'm sorry your tax-free ATM machine burned up. You fucking... You're selling empty air to people.
Yeah.
So that was in 2011. They did get caught. Apparently, like, one of the guys just got picked up. They were like, and then he was like, oh, I was with it. And he was by himself. And he was like, yeah, but I do have another guy that was helping me. Like, he's not here now, but you should pick him up, too. Like, he just squealed on his friend. And, so these two dudes went down. But, yeah, so that's my choice. A dozen... charges. Good amount.
I think I actually, my friend's friend was a producer on a documentary crew that shot a documentary about those burnings.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hope Something is one of them.
Hope Sucks. Don't Hope have it. Hope Sucks. It's the sequel to Hope Floats.
Hope Your Church Doesn't Burn.
Hope You Got Insurance.
Yeah, for sure.
That's funny. I think I read something about it, and yeah, Hope Something was like maybe the name of one of the churches that burned down.
North Carolina or something like that, right?
I don't know. This was, I thought, East Texas mostly, but whatever.
They might have traveled around.
Yeah. Apparently, these dudes got life in prison, which is some bullshit.
That's fucking bullshit.
Actually, got life plus 20, which is like. Bullshit. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, what do you expect in a Texas? You know
yeah,
I mean?
For sure.
The land of, after so many decades of tough on crime, you would think like, well, wow, I feel like we should have less crime here than than actually probably statistically more. Like it's almost as if this is an empty gesture that has no fucking benefit. Anyway, here I go. Sounds like the devil's got my mouth. Dan, did you have a backup choice?
I do.
Most metal.
So originally, one thing I considered and then discounted was the Norwegian death metal Church Burnings.
I thought about that one too. Mayhem guitarist Varg Vargensen.
Yeah, but the reason I didn't do that is because Varg Vargensen is now a neo-Nazi.
Exactly the same reason I didn't choose
that
it.
Dude.
Like, it's like, yeah, eat a dick.
Yeah, I wish he hadn't have done that, because then I absolutely would have picked the death metal Burnings.
Yeah, but, yeah. But totally was on my list. I'm all, oh, fuck yeah. Like, yeah.
I looked him up and I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
He's a Nazi now?
Yeah, he's a Nazi blogger now. And it's like, fuck you.
The name of his blog is something like Living Thule or something like that.
Yeah, like Thulean Prophecy or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dumb shit. Fucking. Anyway. Ugh. So I'm going to pick something else. I'm going to pick one of the first arsons ever.
Oh.
Tower
of Babel.
No. Although that's pretty good. But that was started by Yahweh and also didn't exist.
That's true, yeah.
So there was the burning of the Temple of Artemis back in like 800 BC. It was set by this guy named Herostratus. And it was the temple was considered to be one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
Oh shit.
And then this dude was just like, fuck it. I want to burn it, because he wanted to be famous. Like he did that shit just so everybody would know about Herostratus. Right. So
did he have like a YouTube video of him sitting in his car with him face that is like, I guess I just want to burn some shit down. And
no. Yeah. Well, I mean, he would have
hashtag follow PewDiePie.
Yeah, hashtag follow PewDiePie. He would have done all of those things if he could.
Right.
He just wandered around a city just saying like, I did it. He would not stop talking about it.
Yeah.
So it pissed off the ancient Greeks so bad that not only did they give him the death penalty, they made it a death penalty to speak his name.
Oh shit!
They wanted to erase him from history.
Yeah,
but then obviously it didn't work because we know who he is. But like,
God damn,
they gave it an effort. They definitely killed some people who just said like, "You heard what Herostratus did? Dead. Like he fucking just no mercy."
Damn.
So
that
rules.
It's a good way to kill some guy you don't like.
Yeah,
I heard him speak that guy's name. We're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
He said it.
He said it, not me.
Prove you didn't say it. My point exactly. Burn this motherfucker.
Yeah.
That rules. That's fucking, wow. That's another church burning a rich people's thing.
And a rich people's thing.
Damn, we did it. You got that Venn diagram right in the middle.
Bang. But, I mean, Artemis is not really, that's the goddess of wisdom, so.
Let's see. Okay, so my backup is okay. Come on, don't reload. Here we go. It's David Berkowitz, the Son of Sam killer, who walked around in New York killing people with a gun as they parked within their car. But people didn't realize that it wasn't until after he got caught that they found his diary, and he was a volunteer fireman in the Bronx. And in his diary, he details that he set 2,000 fires all across the Bronx, walking around setting like parking like fields, like empty lots, cars, telephone poles, and he wrote down exactly where he was, what the weather was like, and they have them documented that he set up to 2,000 fires walking around 4 years before he just started just blasting people before neighbor's dog had a really good point. And that is my back, but it was the Bronx in the 70s, so people probably didn't even notice. They were
right.
They're like, oh, thank God, it was getting cold. I'm glad you he set 2,000 fires.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That's a good amount of fire just walking around.
How many years?
It was like 4 years, I think, was what I was reading.
So one a day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like 4 years.
Damn.
4 years is more than one a day. If he's doing 2,000, that's not 2,000 days.
Yeah, so this is like 73 to 77-ish.
Okay, so four years.
Yeah, before he committed the six murders.
For 4 years.
That's about 1,600 days, a little less than 1,600 days.
Right.
So he did 1.2 fires a day. That's a lot. That's a lot of fires a day.
God damn.
You would expect he would get caught at some point.
Yeah.
Just like, nah, fuck it.
Fuck.
That's nuts.
Damn. Yeah, so he was that's a busy dude.
Yeah, that's a lot of fires, man.
Yeah.
And then to write it all down too, like, yeah. When do you even have the time? How do you have time to take notes when you got to set all these fires? You have a full-time job too? No wonder he's just a volunteer
Dear
fireman.
Dear diary, it happened again. This is getting hard to write. Sorry so sloppy. I'm writing this down by the light of a burning Oldsmobile. Nobody inside, frowny face.
Son of Sam. Well.
Best friends forever.
Best friends forever. Fire.
For number four, Eva.
For Eva. The one thing that I dimly recalled, but I could not remember what it was, so I couldn't pick it. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was Vlad the Impaler, but I read a bunch of stuff, and he did not do this, where somebody invited a bunch of his enemies, like his diplomats and whatnot, mm-hmm. and then was going to throw a banquet in their honor and just had them all go into like a banquet hall, then staked the doors shut and burned it down with all of his enemies inside.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. I know we discussed this on this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't remember which one it was.
Well, I chose Vlad for something, and I remember him bringing in like all the heads of like the royal family and like him being like, and then marching them to the wall to start building like fortifications. Like he basically just turned them into slave labor. Like then, but I don't remember him burning down a thing.
I remember maybe it was a Viking king or something.
Yeah. I can't think of her name, but it was, what the fuck was, she was a queen in like, the North. Her husband was killed by like rival, Viking tribe. And like, they were like, they're like, well, you should marry into our family. Like, sounds good. Come over. Like,
and then she
burned them all alive. Yeah.
That was going to be my choice. I just couldn't remember who did it.
Yeah. I can't think of her name right now. But yeah, that fucking rules.
Was it Hilda? Was it
something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just guessing a Northern name. So a Norwegian name, Hilda, is a pretty good guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Helga.
Brumhilda. I don't know. Yeah, I can't think of her name right now. But yeah, that was in one of the last episodes. So your choice, Dan, was the Vail, Colorado fires.
Colorado Vail fire. Yeah. Vail ski resort.
Yeah. And then I chose the running act of, it was Daniel McAllister and Jason Burke.
Yeah.
And their 12 church burnings. But yes.
It's pretty good.
Yes. Not bad.
It's too bad they didn't get to 13. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it would have been.
Or
goddamn cops.
Get to 666. If it's either stop at 13 or you got to go all the way to 666.
That would be fucking crazy. But yeah. So anyway, we'll post these online, guys. And then we on Instagram and on Twitter, and then let you guys vote to see. And you'd let us know who had the right choice, the most metal choice. Because we just leave that up to you. Exercise your right to vote.
Yeah.
Only here.
And in a place where it actually counts.
The place where it counts.
And contrary to popular belief, even though I'm in charge of the polls, I read it right from Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm no electoral college over here.
That's true. There's no...
Rare results.
No, thumb is off the scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that brings us to...
Deities and Demigods.
Yep. Next topic. Yeah. It's a sweet sound effect. You know. Yep. I worked hard on it, kind of, and it shows. yes. Okay, so this brings us to D&D, Demigods.
Yeah.
And this is pretty sweet. Dan went first last time. I get to go this time. My choice for most metal demigod, and this, I believe, comes from the first edition, so both overpowered and underpowered in ways, but I chose Loviatar, the goddess of hurt, the maiden of pain.
Yeah.
She is basically like a Viking maiden. She's a 10th level illusionist, 10th level magic user, 15th level illusionist, 10th level assassin, 10th level bard. She's a 12th level cleric druid, a 5th level fighter. Jesus Christ. Yeah, they're overpowered in the first edition. But what I chose, she's described as the cold maiden, usually dressed in white silks. When she speaks, a cold wind blows, which is tight. Her main concern is inflicting pain. She owns a dagger made of ice that makes her immune to all magic spells. And when she's attacked with magic, magic's used against her, the attacker will get to re-experience the worst pain he or she has ever suffered. And, just bad as fuck. Me and her dated for 6 years. So, yes, yeah,
got her.
Take that. no one tell her. And so, no, but I just goddess of hurt, maiden of pain, like fucking bad as all fuck. Like that's her whole thing. It's from the Finnish book, the Finnish pantheon.
Finnish book of the
pantheon. The Finnish pantheon.
The
and
worst way for panties to be.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Randy. The demigod of sleaze over here with his computer. I like it. That's her like whole thing is just an S&M goddess.
Yeah.
Pretty tight. Pretty rad. Dan, what is your choice for most metal?
So my choice for most metal is,
I'm
going to go with, Azathoth. He's a god in the Cthulhu mythos, but it's in the D&D and demigods book. So it's valuable.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have hit points listed because he's unkillable. He is a god, the god of gibbering madness. He's the size of a star. He just floats in space, and the only any worship of him, like if you worship him, you're immediately driven insane. Trying to fight him is a pointless endeavor. He'll just render you mad just from looking at him. It never says anything. It doesn't do anything. It just is like the most powerful thing in the universe.
Yeah.
And could give a fuck less about anything else.
Right.
So the only...
Are you sure it's a demigod?
No, it's not a demigod.
Oh. Were we choosing demigods?
I thought it was from anything from the deities and demigods book.
Oh, no. It was a demigod.
Oh, demigod?
Yeah, I had it listed as demigod.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I went through the Cthulhu thing and I was like, oh, no, none of these, damn it. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Because we already did most metal, did we do most metal god?
No.
No, we didn't. We've done character class and monster, I think.
Fuck. Well, we just got all fucked up then.
Well,
I wouldn't have chose a like goddess of pain. I would have chose fucking...
Well, all right.
Probably elder.
Giant space lamprey.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's just basically the size of a star here. I know which one I want. I just have to find it.
Oh, sorry.
While you're doing that, there's a really cool piece of fan art from the H.P. Lovecraft wiki for Azathoth.
Oh, fuck yeah. We're going to post that on Instagram.
Yeah, this is the one I'm using.
That's fucking great.
This artist, it looks like a giant space lamprey. It's fucking dope.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Because I feel like they should be separate categories, at least.
Oh, sure.
Maybe we'll do gods next week.
fuck.
Yeah. Might as well start a new arc.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
we'll go back to chess after this too.
We got more chess to mine.
So demigod. All right. I can just do this off the top. I'm gonna try to do it. Oh, fuck it,
Dan's well, Dan is like a
he's freeballing.
Well, yeah, but he's also like a scholar on the subject.
I'm trying to think demigods are harder to
right.
Like, so I don't know. Like a couple of these things, I don't know what their rank is. But I would say Vecna, the Eye of Vecna and the Hand of Vecna are two artifacts in D&D. Like his, cause he was a lich. He was a super powerful lich, probably enough to be a demigod. And then he was dismembered by some of the gods got together and tore him apart. And so his hand and eye are still valuable artifacts that you can use. But he was like a high level necromancer, obviously, in order to turn himself into a lich.
Right.
Which, in case you're not familiar, a lich is a person who goes through... They convert themselves to undead on purpose.
Yes.
They remove all of their internal organs and put it into a magical box and store that somewhere else. So, and if you don't destroy the box, you can't destroy the lich.
Nice.
And so they're usually like some of the tougher, if not the toughest undead in the game. Like D&D, they're easily the toughest.
Yeah.
And Vecna was the toughest of them. I don't know if he's considered a demigod or not.
Yeah, the hand and the eye of Vecna are fucking... Yeah, there was a campaign like we went through once where...
Yeah.
Tried to stop the hand and the eye from getting back into Vecna's possession and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fucking really cool. Yeah, that... I always liked liches, like as like just as a construct, like as a thing where it's like, oh, I'm a wizard, but then I went undead, so now I can't be killed. And yeah. Like, yeah. And then they also like have their soul trapped in like an object, and
yeah.
You have to smash that to kill them.
Yeah, it's they're a really good villain.
Yeah,
and they normally like, in order to even get to the point where you can do it in the first place, you obviously have to be very powerful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're always like, it's usually whenever I've played D&D. And we've come across a lich, it's usually just like, nah, we're going to run. Like, we're not, I'm not going to fuck with this thing yet.
Yeah.
It's usually something where you have to be super tough to even have a chance.
Yeah.
And, Vecna would be my choice, I guess. Demigod, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, sorry about the confusion, man.
It's all right.
Yeah. This is for keeps, so it's like...
Yeah, I fucked up.
No, it's all right. No. Whatever. truly... Okay. I had a backup. My backup was... let me find it. I went with... I'm going to pronounce this perfectly, and I just want you to know that. Kippy T to toe.
Oh, the Croatoan god?
No, this is also from the Finnish mythos.
Oh, okay.
This is the goddess of sickness, the mother of plague, the lady who took 5 months to give me a ring back. let's see. Kipitichipshudo is able to... Yeah, it's like... let's see. They basically have like... anything that touches them will rot away. They appear in the world as a black-skinned, twisted old crone with scarred face, and all the members of their cult have like all like suffer like they have like a wasting disease, and they have like bear the marks of like boils and sores all over themselves. But anything that touches her will like disintegrates immediately, like swords, armor, claw, fang. Yeah, and it's fucking, yeah. So I liked the idea of like just a disease plague lady, hovering above a battlefield, inflicting sickness. Very cool. Wish this. Their name is spelled K-I-P-U-T-Y-T-T-O. Kipu Taito.
That sounds Finnish.
Does it?
Sounds Nordic as fuck.
Kipu Taito. Yep. Yep. That's the choice.
Yeah.
Typhoid Mary. That's my choice. Oh. Yep.
Old T-Mare.
It is legitimately unsurprising you picked two female demigods.
Yeah, they frighten me. I chose what strikes in the heart of all men is fear. Just a powerful woman.
A powerful woman.
No, yeah. That wasn't on my mind at the time, but it was as I was reading it. I'm like, man, there's a joke.
Yeah.
but yeah, definitely like, yeah, I just, yeah, I wanted like, when it, like after S&M, Power Goddess, it was,
yeah,
Plague Woman was definitely old Plaguey Patty.
Old
we call
Plague
her
Patty. Yep.
Old Tumor Tiffany.
Cancer Karen.
Cancer Karen. Yes. Cancer Karen, Tuner Tiffany, hanging out. Blastoma Betty.
Cerebral Paula.
Cerebral Paula. Polly Polio. That's a weird kid's toy. Polly Polio. Open up the little playhouse, and then you
then
your
the
legs
wheel,
don't work.
Then the wheels run out.
and your arms are noodles.
Yeah. Aneurysm.
That's great. Yep. AIDS-y Annie. Okay.
AIDS-y Annie, are you okay? Is
that oh, yeah.
Are you okay, Annie?
No, I've got AIDS. You've been hit by, you've been struck by a used syringe.
It's H.I. Vivian.
Well done. Well done. Well done. H.I. Vivian. Oh, my God. It's my grandma's name.
Syphilin.
Syphilin. I'm like, all right. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So a little bit of confusion on that one, but we're, I think we might do gods next week and we'll turn this around. Let, Dan get that, carnivorous star.
I honestly today was trying to find my basic D&D book, and I don't know where it is in my apartment. So I'll look for it because it's got a list of like a bunch of different, like including the one god that's his name is Beekander. He's the he's the god of like mechanical engineering.
Oh yeah,
he was the one that he has a magical wrench.
Yeah,
his fucking shield. It's so dumb. It's so stupid.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, some of the first edition gods are so fucking wonky and weird. I think I'd love it. Like they're like a lot less tuned in. Like, you know what I mean? Like comic booky. Like there's a demigod named Merland with a D at the end, and it's just a cowboy. It's just straight up a cowboy with a gun, and it's like that rules.
Yeah.
It's also kind of lame, so I didn't choose it. but that's like a lesser known one. I've always wanted to work Merlin into like a campaign. Like there's still some people, because like his thing is that he tries to destroy. There's like forbidden technology, and like Merlin is out there like to destroy it. So I thought it'd be cool. Like there's some of his acolytes that are going around, and they're just that they look like they're like clerics or something, but like underneath all their cloaks, it's just spurs and fucking
just like six shooters.
Yeah, like hand crossbows or something. Like so they're just like cowboys. Dan chose Vecna, I chose Laviata, which I'm pronouncing perfectly. Loviatar, sorry. So again, vote online. We'll see who's fucking who wins. And I think that brings us to the polls. God damn, I did a great job on those sound effects. They're just so good.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So good. So, for last week's polls, we'll start.
You know, I think the tax man worships Loviator.
Yeah.
Because pain. Pain and misery. Go on.
So we'll start with sword first.
Most metal sword.
Most metal sword.
Last week.
So with 62% of the votes, it's going to the Sword of St. Galgano.
Oh, Dan Weber pulling it out of the stone.
Yep.
Yep. And with 76% of the votes, giving Dan here a landslide with the Kama Sutra chest set.
It has dicks.
That was
it has dicks.
That was
sure.
It was an unbeatable one. That's for sure. Like,
yeah, sure. 40 walruses didn't die to make it, but that's okay. but you can fuck yourself with it, and that's like,
yeah.
And I mean, you
can, yeah. You can honestly, like, most of them double as a dildo.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. That would be. Yeah.
I found a couple different versions of it, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have had that same thought. Like, what if chess pieces were fucking?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I found one where all the pawns were just, like, just big-titted women.
You know, sold.
Boobs out.
Yeah.
Sold. If you know a better way to see boobs, I'd like to hear it. Hey, look, if there was another way, I wouldn't bother, but, you know.
There's not.
There's not. That's the only way to find them. So,
chess.
Yep. Chess.
Chest.
My chest pieces.
No, your chest pieces.
You don't like to play chess? Just, why do you keep pronouncing like that? Pronouncing what? Chest? You want to play Dick Dick Goose? Look, what game do you want to play? Let me know. God damn. Damn kids.
They don't get it.
I'm a chess champion. well, that's great. Fucking, but yeah, make sure, well, post it on Twitter and Instagram. Vote twice. Fuck it.
yeah, vote as many times as you want.
Yeah, fuck it. Republicans
create,
do.
Create a bunch of accounts.
And who gives a shit? And then, yeah, make sure you also, you'll like and subscribe to the podcast and then share with people and, let people know about it. Now I think that brings us to the new and improved Ride the Lightning Round.
Yeah. Ride the Lightning
Round. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
All right.
Now to explain how this works now, producer Randy will go to Wikipedia, press the
random page button.
The random page, the am I lucky, the
and I'll admit, I got the first two at the beginning of the show just to see what would come up, and I'm really happy with these.
Okay.
I'm really
so he does the two and then
these.
Dan and I, when we hear them, we almost certainly won't know what the fuck they are, even after we're told the names what they are, and then we decide.
What's the most metal version?
Which one of the two things
is more metal? And we can agree or, you know, we can disagree, whatever.
Yes.
Like, it's truly the only part of the podcast that's an actual debate.
That's true.
But it's not even, sometimes we're just like, one of them is clearly the winner.
Here we go.
I know what the winner is going to be in this one, but I'm just really excited. Anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Here
so, first one.
Uh-huh.
Will and Grace season 5.
Oh, fuck. I know what I'm choosing.
Wow. All right.
And the second one is Hook Bill.
Will and Grace. Come on. It's bad as fuck. Season 5 especially, where Will kills that guy and they have to hide the body. We all saw it. Do you remember that? Okay. So Will couldn't get an erection. And so Grace is like, I'm going to help him out. And then there's the wacky neighbor like, what are you guys doing? And then they go. And then she's like, I know what helps me is strangling a hobo. And then they go. And then they choke a hobo out. And it takes a lot of time because they upper body. He's like, hey, he's kind of like a...
he's not that strong.
He doesn't like touching people in general. He's kind of a clean freak. So just touching a hobo is kind of weird for him. So he has to power... puts bags on his hand and he strangles a hobo to death.
Right.
But it works. and he has some really great sex afterward. And they all kind of like... they're like, hey, high five, you know? But then they're like, oh, yeah, they all murdered a guy with those hands.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, yeah. But anyway, but yeah, definitely Will and Grace. Also, seriously, it is like the show that they think like... really progressed gay rights, and because by shipping that to Middle America, I'd be like, huh, and they're human the whole time. That's so, when is this gay guy gonna show off his horns and tail? then they're like, dawns on them. So yeah. I'm gonna go Will and Grace season 5. Dan, how are you wrong?
So the other one is
Hook Bill.
I'm going to have to go with Hook Bill.
Okay. Okay.
Because, for a long time, he was the king of the hobos. Like, like you can't. You probably never heard the phrase, don't fuck with Hook Bill. but it was a thing. It was a thing.
Is that where that phrase comes from?
It was. Yeah, absolutely. It's a thing that's just like railroads everywhere. Like all across... All the trains, all the people that ran the rails, rode the rails, were all like, man, watch out for old Hook Bill.
Yeah.
Now that first of all, because he can hook the door, so he grappling hooks. His hand was like, he could just latch on, no matter how fast it was going to get pulled. And then he could also use it as a weapon to just hook you apart.
Oh my God, he's like the batarang.
Yeah.
The grappling
old Hook Bill.
Good old grappling hook. And then he would pee hole hook guys, and then And then he'd catch them on a water tower as they're going by. So wrench their dick off.
Yeah. He would
all know that story.
Right.
He'd Prince Albert every person he ever came across.
Oh my God. Yeah. Fuck. Randy, what the fuck were we just talking about?
Okay, so Will and Grace season 5 is pretty self explanatory.
Yeah.
Hook Bill. The first sentence of this article. The Hookbill duck is a breed of domestic duck originating in Asia but spread in the Netherlands.
Wow, how did it get there to there?
I prefer my...
probably by ship.
Yeah, probably.
I think I'm right. I'm just going to say I'm right. I don't care what Wikipedia says. It's about a fucking hobo with a hook for a hand.
Let's do another round.
All right. So we got Neophytus III of Constantinople.
I think Dan's right, by the way. I'm just going to give it to him. Okay. All right.
Neophytus III of Constantinople.
Mm-hmm.
And time and frequency transfer.
Neophytus. I'm just going to go with the easy one. Neophytus III, because that's where the term neophyte came from. It's like when, because he had so many worshipers. And he was the third one. So it's just when the series started to pick up again. Neophytus, he was also known for unicorning his enemies to death. So he put a glass rod in a guy's dick and hit it with a hammer.
Right.
and also Constantinople. It's...
It's a city. It's a big, big
Oh, I city. Thought it was that ice cream with 3 different flavors in it.
No, you're thinking of Neapolitan. Look, Neophytus ice cream is totally different.
It's
scarab flavored ice cream.
It's scarab, baby faces, and then just packed into...
And eels.
Just and then papyrus.
So I'm gonna go with the time and frequency transfer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's more metal.
Mm-hmm.
Because how else? It's gonna be. This is hard.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna come up with something funny about time
so
and frequency transfer.
Neophytus is the winner.
I can't do anything with time and frequency transfer.
Yeah, I think I was like, I'm like, well, it's the coolest way to get from the G train to the L.
Yeah.
Using your time and frequency transfer.
I think that it's, I mean, it, you know,
it's probably just a math. You
do it with your dick, it works out.
That's when you fuck, that's when you go back in time and fuck your grandfather. Just to stop him from being happy.
Yeah.
How do you, Randy, what is the, what are things?
Neophytus III was the ecumenical patriarch of Constantinople from
June
1636 to March 5th of
1637.
And time and frequency transfer describes mechanisms for comparing measurements of time and frequency from one location to another.
Yeah, duh. Okay.
What's more metal than that?
One more.
All right. Frigg.
F-R-I-G?
G.
F-R-I-G-G.
Yep.
Oh,
Frigg.
Sweet.
All right. Or Dilligrama M/65.
Fuck. Well, I've chosen first every time, but...
I don't think I'm mistaken in this. Frigg is certainly a god in the Norse pantheon.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
My mom just says that instead of fuck when she's yelling at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. I want to say Frigg with two G's is like.
If it's a demigod, it can be your choice.
No, it's not. It would be like, I want to say one of the primordial gods of the Norse mythology, but I'm not 100%.
Damn, is that what my mom's been invoking this whole time?
Yeah, a demon.
When I'm drinking milk out of the
but
jug.
What was the name? What was the other one again?
Dilligrama M/65, or just M65.
Dilligrama M/65 is it's a cyborg built to fuck.
Yeah.
It's actually an unstoppable fuck machine, really. Yeah. And it came back in time to fuck John Connor to death. They switched things up. It was in one of the later movies. It was in Terminator
Salvation?
No, Retribution.
Yeah. Well, see, it's Dilligrama
M-65.
Forward slash 65. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. That version.
Drill penis.
That version wasn't as good as Dilligrama/69. That was the pinnacle version.
That's the
reason why they sent 65 back, because he was expendable.
Right.
69 was too busy just fucking everybody.
But this one had a drill penis with rivet ticklers. Like, they were just all over the outside. Pretty crazy. Yeah.
Ribbed for not your pleasure.
Exactly. Just a double-dicked drill penis. Just a massive beast.
If you've ever seen Curse of the White Worm, I think that's the one, Lair of the White Worm, the one where the nuns have the stabby strap-ons that they fuck people to death with. It's a great horror movie. I think it's called Lair of the White Worm.
Oh my god,
it's completely fucking insane.
I'm sure that's on my list already if I haven't.
If you've definitely seen it.
Oh man.
It's so funny. It's kind of a Cthulhu kind of. They're like half lizard nuns that fucking fuck you to
Sounds
death.
Sounds Italian.
With, yeah. Oh yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love it. I was thinking of like Tetsuo, like where the guy has the drill penis scene in it. I made there's a local pizza place in town, Sizzle Pie, whatever. I made a bunch of like ads for their Instagram at one point, and that was one of them, was just a guy going, and his drill penis going, and it just went Sizzle Pie, like above it. And like, they were so bummed at all the shit that I made. They're like, no. I'm like, come on. You said I could make anything. And they weren't into it. That's Dilligrama M65. Frigg, of course, is the ancient primordial god that my mom would yell at me about when I would drink milk out of the jug at the house. And she would invoke his name and curse me for all time. Randy, what are facts?
What are facts? So, Dan, you were very close. Frigg in Germanic mythology is a goddess. In nearly all sources, she is described as the wife of the god Odin.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, yeah. All right.
Oh.
So, pretty kinda, metal.
Yeah.
Pretty metal.
Yeah.
Now, the Dilligrama M65, a device for launching hand grenades, is a device employed by the Portuguese army that fits G3 automatic rifles, allowing them to launch defensive type M63 hand grenades further down than they can be thrown by
hand. Is it? It's the little. It's the one underneath the fucking barrel of the M16. That little. Sh-boom.
What do we?
That commando used.
So defensive grenade. What the fuck? Like that's not. That's a dumb. That's a dumb name for a grenade.
What are you talking about?
Like, this one is defensive.
I'm just saying, like, if you want to protect your family, you're from gonna an intruder.
Need, yeah.
What else are you gonna use?
You need a under barrel grenade launcher.
Hey, that's exactly what George Washington had in mind.
Yeah, when he was like, yeah, well, you know,
when he had
right to bear arms.
Yeah.
Right to bear other people's arms out of your house after you blow them to pieces.
Right to bear those arms to the neighbor's wall.
Nail them. Nail them.
A defensive grenade is such a fucking...
That's a dumb term.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Ugh.
Man, I've got this defensive missile. I've really...
He came right at me. He had a weapon. It was made of... ice. That's why you can't find it. I defended myself expertly with a
grenade
full of shrapnel.
That I could launch farther than I could possibly throw, which means he wasn't much of a threat at the time. He was like 100 yards away. I detected some hostility on his on the face I could barely see from that far.
I had to protect my things by blowing up half of my things.
Yeah.
I had to protect my home by putting a crater in my yard with with intestines in it.
Yeah.
An intestine-filled crater in my yard.
A blood bowl,
oh,
if you will.
Oh, my God. That's fucking fantastic. I don't know. How are we looking on time?
We got time for one more.
Let's do one more. We'll call it.
Yeah.
So... We got Chris McDiven, could be McDiven, right?
You know it.
Yeah, he's totally McDiven.
Harry Weber.
Oh, they're both great double entendres. Well, I mean, I'm assuming Harry Weber's related to Dan. So, what's the other guy's name?
Chris McDiven.
Chris McDiven. Oh, yeah. His actual name is was Christopher McElroy, but he changed his name to McDiven after he won a muff diving competition in 1978. So where you get those T-shirts?
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, you get the muff diver, certified muff diver T-shirts.
He had another one that said certified pussy inspector.
Yeah, exactly.
But he invented those T-shirts actually.
He actually set the record for muff diving in 1978.
Got a perfect score, perfect 10. 10 from all the judges.
48 muffs perfectly dived.
Yeah.
In just under 10 minutes. He crushed the old record of 33.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was so much so, in fact, that his name became synonymous with oral sex.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, man, I'm going to go McDiving.
Exactly.
All right.
We all remember.
Yeah.
And then
I've been McDiving on my wife. She's very happy these days.
And then remember Lapper Camp was a movie they made in the 80s. And Tuna Sandwich was that other movie. These are all summer camp films from the 80s. Professor McLickin's summer vacation. Yeah, Christopher McDivens. He was kind of a hero, really.
Yeah.
So.
But see, between him and Harry Weber, which honestly... seems like it's a real name, mm-hmm. but it's actually just a way to describe a Weber.
Oh yeah, this is
in my family. That's just, just call it Harry Weber.
Harry Weber. It's actually it's in the dictionary under redundant.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
This is what we are.
Specifically, it describes a barbecue where you left a bunch of meat inside for too long, uh-huh. and it gets all fuzzy with fucking fungus.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your family.
Oh, that too.
I thought you were talking about your family. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of my family isn't worth.
You do have
a
high pubic area.
Yeah, that's true.
If I remember.
It comes all the way up to my face. And
it's
over
like
the back of my head.
Yeah. Just a straight square. It looks like you're wearing an apron of pubes. Yeah.
Pretty much. The Harry Weber is a sex act that we can't even really talk about. Too horrible to even mention.
Sorry there. The pube apron is...
Pube apron.
Is that getting you?
Yeah, sorry. I'm still just thinking of... It's quite evocative. Randy,
would you like a pubib, please.
Get these horrible images out of our heads.
Okay, so starting with Chris McDivin. Christine Ann McDivin.
It's a lady.
Is an Australian businesswoman.
Yeah. The business is eating pussy. And business is good.
My business is eating pussy and business is thriving.
She invented the crotchless pantsuit. Nobody goes down under quite like Chrissy McDivins. Sorry.
Until she found a Harry Weber.
Harry Weber.
She could not quite find the clit in a Harry Weber.
Oh, yeah. It's the muff was beyond approach. Anyway, what?
Harry Weber, born 1942 in St. Louis, Missouri, is an American sculptor.
He sculpts pubes. He's a topiary pube man.
Pubeman?
He's a topiary pube man. He's the Edward Scissorhands of pube hedges.
He's got a few famous sculptures out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got outside of like the TD Garden in Boston, which is where the Bruins play.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well,
there's a few more. I just don't feel like naming them.
Well, yeah, no, that's fine.
Don't.
Yeah. Well, that's been the episode, everybody.
Yeah.
Really picked up there and then fell off completely.
Yeah.
That was fucking great. But yeah, thanks for joining us, everybody. This has been really fun. Good luck on your taxes, everybody. I hope you had a good Game of Thrones night.
Yeah.
Hope I did, too.
People show up to Alberta Street.
Yeah, for sure. And then...
Oh, man. I was supposed to have Reading the Bible tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad it got moved to Wednesday.
Dude, there's people with shows tonight. I'm like, ugh, you should have canceled everything.
Like in Portland in particular, like nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody's leaving the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
It's going to be fucking.
People, I mean, last time it was a major day. It was Super Bowl. When Joanne was still doing Control Yourself, and it packed out.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl's over by seven.
Huh?
Super Bowl's over by six.
I know. She was still concerned.
Game of Thrones starts at 8.
Well, the show starts at 9:30, so we might still get it done.
No.
Okay. Well, fuck.
Nope.
Nope. I mean, maybe.
You're going to be,
just alone. I'll be only one.
It's just going to be a bunch of, like, kale tumbleweeds and just some blonde dreads where someone ran so quickly they left some behind, ran back to their home. Anyway, but yeah, thanks guys for joining us. This has been really fun. Hope you had a really good night. And remember, please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. This is fun for us, and we hope it's fun for you too. So
yeah, and come to Reading the Bible with Dan on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday.
Yes,
the 17th, 8 p.m. at Helium Comedy Club.
Yes,
where we are gonna mock the shit out of the Bible.
Yes, and the 28th at Slide In.
What's More Metal will be headlining the show.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing What's More Metal kind of live-ish. Dan and I do some sets, and then we'll gonna be badass. So yeah, come to that.
And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Studios.